Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from Ramat Beit Shemesh. And what did we see? What did we see last week? What we saw last week, ending off, was the following: that according to the Mechaber, it says Mishenichnas Av Mimatim Besimcha. And we saw the ramifications of that was that you do not go to court with a non-Jew during Av. Also, one does not go ahead and build a binyan and an atiya shel simcha. The Rama extended that as well, that for Rosh Chodesh Av, we do not wear big day Shabbos. And we saw that most poskim, though, allowed big day Shabbos, even if Tisha B'Av itself falls out on Shabbos. Then the Mechaba went on and stated that one cannot get married, nisuin, from Rosh Chodesh Av, and the Rama pointed out that the minog was not to have nisuin already from Shivasar B'Tamuz, even someone who has not been the Kayim Pru or Vu, that's the minog Olam. And we also saw in the Mishnah Brura that dancing is usur after the 3 weeks, even not in the context of a wedding or engagement. That's what we saw. We started reading the Shulchan Aruch. We started reading already Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, but what we did not really do was get into it, so we're going to start again from Gimel. And that's where we're holding Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Gimel. And here we go. Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av Asurim L'Saper L'Chabe. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and we're going to see there's going to be a big split here between the Mechaber and the Ramah and Minag Ashkenaz. Let's start with the Mechaber. He says, Shavua Shechal Bo, the week that Tisha B'Av is Chal, that week of Tisha B'Av, Asurim L'Saper L'Chabeis Afilu Eino Rotze L'Lovsho Ata. The week that Tisha B'Av falls out on, it's usher to go ahead and get haircuts. It's usher to go ahead and do laundry. Afilu Eino Rotze L'Lovsho. Even if he's not going to be wearing the clothes Ata now during those, that Shavua Shechal Bo, even if it's El Anicho L'Achar Tesh Tisha B'Av, it's usher, okay, to go ahead and launder, even if he's not going to be wearing it, even if he's going to go ahead and just put it away till after Tisha B'Av. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Asurin l'saper. So you're not going to get a haircut for on Shavua Shechal Bo according to the Mechaber. Ulinyan Atilas Svarnayim Yesh Deos Bein Achronim. With respect to cutting one's fingernails, there are different opinions in the Achronim. Achein l'tzarech tvila mitzvah bevadai. However, for sure, for tefillas mitzvah, a woman going to the mikvah, for sure, it would be permitted to go ahead and cut one's nails during Shavua Shechal Bo. L'chein l'chavod Shabbos, and for sure, cutting one's nails for Shabbos, kigon shechal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos, right? And even if, let's say, Tisha B'Av was going to be falling out on Shabbos, it would be shari, it would be permissible, b'erev Shabbos litolat tzfarnai. He says, even though there are different deos with respect to cutting one's fingernails, for mitzvah, it is definitely permitted on Shavua Shechal Bo. Again, we're talking now Shavua Shechal Bo. We're going to see that this is the opinion of the Mechaber. We're going to see with respect to things like haircuts and laundry, we extend it to the whole 9 days. That's, we're going to see the Ramah coming up. Ulinian Srikas Arosh, and with respect to combing one's hair, Ein Lahachmir, there's no Inyan to be Machmir. Afilu Bishar Yimei HaShavua, even the rest of the week. And I guess you're not concerned with Psik Resha or anything like that. Okay, so you have there's no issue at all with going ahead and combing one's hair the whole, okay, Shavua Shechal Bo. Sivkat and Chaf Aleph, Ulechabes Afilu. So you're not allowed to go ahead and do laundry, even if you're not going to go ahead and launder the clothes, even if you're not going to go ahead and wear it during that Shavua Shechal Bo, even if it's after Tisha B'Av. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Ulechabes Afilu, Denirek Kimasiach Taito Ma'Avelus, because that itself has the appearance of going ahead and taking one's mind off of the Avelus, and therefore laundering and doing any types of laundry at all is usur according to the Mechaber during Shavua Shechal Bo. Then the Shulchan Aruch, back to the Shulchan Aruch, he continues, Vafilu ein lo ela cholik echad usur. So according to the Mechaber, it's going to be usur, even if he has what? Only one piece of clothing. It's usur to go ahead and to launder that piece of clothing on Shavua Shechalbo, even if he only has one garment. V'chein ha-mechubasim mikodem, bein lilvaish, bein la'atziya behem amita. The Shulchan Aruch continues. So too, clothes that were already laundered before Shavua Shechalbo, bein lilvaish, whether we're talking about wearing freshly laundered clothes, even if it was before Shavua Shechalbo, bein la'atziya behem amita, whether it's going ahead and making one's bed with fresh sheets. Afilu mitpachay sayadayim v'ashulchan aser. Even towels, hand towels, and towels for the table is aser. You're not allowed to go ahead and launder these things. Okay? And not only launder them, you're not allowed to go ahead and wear them. You're not allowed to go ahead and wear them. You're not allowed to go ahead and put them on your, right? You're not allowed to go ahead and put them on your bed. And you're not allowed to go ahead and use them for, use freshly laundered towels on, he's saying, on Shavua Shechalbo. Now, going back to the issur of actually laundering, the Shulchan Aruch now continues. B'chibus shelanu mutu. Now, we've been talking about laundering, mechubasim, doing laundry. What does that mean? So he says now, b'chibus shelanu mutu. Then he says, but really, our chibus is really permitted. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, b'chibus shelanu, hainu shel chutz la'aretz. The chibus, doing laundry in chutz la'aretz, is mutter. Why? Because doing laundry, the laundry, and right, is not like doing laundry in Eretz Yisrael in chutz la'aretz. Why? What's the difference? The difference is, as we're going to see coming up and spelled out, is that the laundry in Eretz Yisrael would get nice and clean, but the kibbutz in chutz la'aretz would not. The alkein mutter l'chabes ulaniach ad achar tishabav. Therefore, it would be really permitted to do the kibbutz of chutz la'aretz and put it away until after Tisha B'Av. The idul v'chabes v'lilvosh b'chol makom aser. So he's saying, when it comes to actually doing laundry, so doing laundry in chutz la'aretz would be permitted to do for after Tisha B'Av, but you still wouldn't be able to wear these freshly laundered clothing in the chutz la'aretz. Don't get excited, my friends, and don't think you're going to be able to do laundry, because we're going to see not so fast. Before we get to there, aval giutz perush mavirin ala bagadim even chalak lachliko, meaning going and actually ironing and getting the clothes nice and crisp and clean, shalanu, that's going to be usher even in chutz laretz. So the giutz in chutz laretz would be usher. B'chlei pishtan, linen clothes, ein bahem yishum giutz. And linen clothes, linen cloth, things like that, they never have a status of giutz. It's totally permitted. So it comes out, it sounds like, that you could do any type of laundry and even ironing in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Seems like you'd be able to go ahead and do that, no problem, as long as you don't wear the freshly laundered clothes. And when it comes to non-linen, as long as you don't go ahead and iron it, it would be okay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chaf Gimel, the Chayi Pishtan. Hainu, when he talks about linen clothes, that's talking about, he says, Hainu yishanim, yishanim. Talking about old garments. But we're talking about a new linen garment that comes out of the, you know, after being ironed and steamed, that would be a problem. The giyutz would be a problem, even in linen, if it was new linen clothing and new linen cloth. Sifchat chavdalit mishum giyutz. He says, when it comes to klei pishtan, afilu b'Eretz Yisrael. He says, when it comes to giyutz, even in Eretz Yisrael, it would be okay, he says. V'hu adin de'ein b'hem yishuv kibus shelahem. And there's no kibus. So what he's saying here is, when it comes to linen clothes, there, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem with ironing, and there's no problem with laundering, okay, because those are not clothes, okay, that have a status of kibbutz. Only regular clothes or old linen clothes would have that type of status, even in Eretz Yisrael. And then he goes on and he says, as we just said, "V'hani mili legatzan ulanichan arachar tishabav aval asa lelavshan b'shavu hazeh." He says, and when we're talking about the permissibility of going and doing giyutz on linen clothes, that's only with respect to going in and doing this giyutz and holding it off until after Tisha B'Av. but actually wearing it, actually wearing these clothes, that is totally usher. Even linen, even clay pishdan, is going to be usher to wear these freshly iron clothes, or as the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, even laundered clothes. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Chafhei, Aval usher lavshan, hainu afilu in giyatsan, o kifsan, kodem shabuazu. These linen cloths and clothes, even if it was ironed or laundered before that week of Shavua Shechalbo, it would be usher to wear. So it's coming out so far, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just sum up what we've seen so far in the Shulchan Aruch. What we see so far in the Shulchan Aruch is he's saying that it sounds like that Me'ikar Adin, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the only thing that's going to be usher is what is called Gihutz, where not just mere laundering. And when you're dealing with clay pishdan, when you're dealing with linen clothes, and the Mishnah Berurah says they're talking about linen clothes, pure linen clothes, and cloths that are older, not brand new, then both kibbutz and gihutz as well, is going to be permitted to go ahead and engage in, even in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to clay pishdan. But then he points out that all of this, we're only talking about engaging in the gihutz process when we're talking about linen clothes, or engaging in kibbutz shelanu in chutz laretz. But at the end of the day, that's only in terms of going ahead and doing the laundry for after Tisha B'Av. But actually wearing freshly laundered clothes is going to be usher legamrei to go ahead and wear it on Shavua Shechalbo. Then he continues on, v'nagu la'asor afilu klei pishdan v'afilu b'kibbutz shelanu bein lilboish bein lechabes ulaniach ve'ein lahakel b'davar kevan she'nagu. And the minhag is, he now says, so that's all we've seen up until now. But at the end of the day, the minhag is, and this is even according to Shulchan Aruch, we're not even up to the Ramah yet. He says, the minhag is, la'asur, back to Shulchan Aruch, afilu klei pishdan, the afilu b'kibu shalanu. The minhag is to asur, okay, just when you got excited, you can do some laundry. The minhag is to asur, all laundering, even that of linen, afilu b'kibu shalanu, even with our own laundry, in chutz laretz, bein lilboish, bein lechabes, whether it's that of wearing, not only wearing, bein lechabes, it's ulaniach, it's going to be usher even to do the laundry and put it away for after Tisha B'Av. Bein lahakel b'davar kevin shenagu, and there's no kula, and you should not be mekel in this, since this is the minhag, and therefore it's usher all types of laundering on all types of garments on Shavua Shechalbo, according to the Mechaber. Look at this Sivkat of the Chavav. Bein Lilboish, Bein Lechabes, Laniach Rotolomar, Dinagu La'asor, the minhag is to asor, Afilu Lechabes, Ulaniach, even to do any type of laundry with these items. The Lilboish, because wearing it, obviously, Midina asor B'chol Gabni. When he says Bein Lilboish, that's not part of the minhag. Wearing freshly laundered clothes is aser midina, regardless, b'chol gavni, right? Even if it was freshly laundered from before Shavua Shechalbo. So the nagu l'iser is in terms of doing the laundry on all types of items, even for after Tisha B'Av. And then he goes, b'chol shekein, and now he says, and the truth is, this minug, and you should not be mekel, not only because it's the minug, but also because possibly, for two reasons, it might actually be, the Shulchan Aruch now, the Mechaber says, it might actually be that midina nami aser. Why? Sharei yesh misha kasav. So there are those that say the kibbutz shelanu. I've been saying all along, the kibbutz shelanu means our kibbutz outside, our laundering, not doing laundry outside of Eretz Yisrael. It says others say no. The kibbutz shelanu karui l'shel b'nei bavel. He says kibbutz shelanu is really referring to b'nei bavel. Right? You have the parentheses there. The giyutz. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The kibbutz shelanu rotolomer mashemuchach b'gemara. The kibbutz shelanu mutter. That when it says kibbutz shelanu is permissible, haynu rak l'shel b'nei bavel. That's only for b'nei bavel. Back to Shulchan Aruch. Why only b'nei bavel and not all of chutz laretz? Because in b'nei bavel she'ein mislavnim yafe. There it doesn't get that clean. Why? Lefi shemeimayim hey machurim. Because in bavel the waters were not as clean and crisp as in Eretz Yisrael. She'ena eretz harim ugvayes ke'eretz Yisrael. Because where does our water come from? Right? You guys went rafting with me, right? In up in the Golan. So you have the Harim and the Gvayis, and all the water comes down from the mountains. The Kibush Shel Shar Haratzos. And then he says, it could be that the other lands where we live, and he's talking about in Europe, by us in Shmutzlaretz, the Chutzlaretz in America, Efshashu Kibush Shel Eretz Yisrael. So who knows? Who knows what our Chutzlaretz has a din of? It might be the equivalent of Eretz Yisrael, because the waters, and especially today, we, you know, Kal v'chomer today, when our waters are all, right, basically cleaned and, you know, they're totally purified. So it's going to be Aser. And therefore, to make the distinction between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael is a very weak one. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Ches, Kari L'shel, B'nei Bavel, Kein Tzarech Lomar, B'chein Yisrael B'shulchan Aruch, T'vus Risho, B'mechar V'atzel. You're just saying the Girsa is not, it's Kibush Shelanu, Kari L'shel, B'nei Bavel, like we said. The Kibush Shelanu that the Gemara talks about is talking about the kibbutz of B'nai Bavel, but not that of Chutz La'aretz Stam, and therefore Europe, America, and Bezman HaZeh, probably anywhere, it would be like Eretz Yisrael. And then there's another reason why Medina, our kibbutz, is really real kibbutz. Oh, Yesh Bisha Piresh, the Gihutz, and the Gemara distinguished between Gihutz and kibbutz. It wasn't really distinguishing specifically between, let's say, ironing and what? And laundering. But rather, those that say that giyutz hainu mayim ve'efer, it's referring to water and ash, o neser uboiris. It's referring to when you're laundering with detergent. The kibbutz, and kibbutz hainu b'mayim levad. And therefore, bizman hazeh ein mechapsim b'mayim levad. Nowadays, no one goes out and launders with just water. Everyone uses detergent. But nimze shechol kibbutz shel zman hazeh havi giyutz. And therefore, it could be that all kibbutz today is really giyutz. And it's going to be asur medina. Not only there, afilu b'kli bishta l'lav shamiya. And even by Kli Pishkan, it's going to be Aser minimally to go ahead and do. And because even by Kli Pishkan, it's going to be Aser, because that's Giyutz. Because that's Giyutz. All right? So he's saying that Meikar Adin, it might be Aser for one of two reasons. Either because our kibbutz is really a higher level kibbutz, or our kibbutz is mamish the equivalent of Giyutz, because it's basically with detergent. Then the Ramah goes, and here's the key. The Ramah continues on. So comes the Ramah, and he says, that's all for the Mechaber, the Sephardim, but the Minhag Ashkenaz is to be Machmer, and all of this already from Rosh Chodesh Av, right? We stopped doing our laundry already from Rosh Chodesh Av. We'll see about haircuts and things like that. That we're ready, Noyeg already from Shavuos Arba Tammuz, but laundry, that's already from Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay, we are machmir not to do any type of laundry, even if you're not going to wear it. Look at Adach Haratainis, look at the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Tes, Adach Haratainis, Umisha Ein Lo Ela Cholok Echad Yesh La'ati El Chabez Rosh Chodesh Ad Shabbos. So here he says, even though we're machmir from Rosh Chodesh Av, so the Mechaber had said, even if you only had one chaluk, you can't go ahead and do the laundry on Shavuos Shechalbo. So here, the Mishnah Berurah is saying the Ramah is not machmir by chaluk echad. When you did it with chaluk echad, you could probably be matir and go ahead and launder it, okay, from the beginning of the 9 days up until at least Shavuos Shechalbo, if all you have is one garment, which none of you guys have, but assuming all you had was one garment, then you'd have a heter. And he says, im lo letzarech mitzvah. The only heter, okay, during the 9 days, according to the Ramah, is if it's a tzarech mitzvah. If you're going isha alei veshes levanim, like a woman, right, who has to go ahead and wear white garments, mutares lechaves to lilvash levanim ulatziyat tachter, right, during her zayin nekiyim, she'd be allowed, because it's a mitzvah, she'd be allowed to go ahead and wear clean, fresh laundered garments, white garments, undergarments and sheets, and launder them for mitzvah. Sivka and lamed muteres lechaves v'talomer. I feel b'shvuah shechaltish above liyos v'socha. Even shvuah shechalbo, it's going to be mutter lemitzvah. Aval b'tisha b'av atzva lo tilvash back to the shulchan aruch. Aval b'tisha b'av, sorry, back to the Ramah. Aval b'tisha b'av b'atzva lo tilvash levanim rak loveshes chaluk baduk v'yafeh. But b'tisha b'av itself, even a woman should not wear it. Go ahead and wear white garments. Only wear a checked. Garment that's clean, meaning it has no stains and things like that. Tifka and Lamed Aleph, Rak Loveshes Chaluk Baduk V'Yafe. Bim Ein La, and if she doesn't have, Let's say she doesn't have a garment that's clean of dirt marks and things like that. She can go ahead and wear a white garment. For mitzvah purposes, there's no gzera, so she would be able to wear a freshly laundered white garment. The Chaim says you can give it to a laundromat of goyim in order to wear for a woman to wear white laundered garments l'shei mitzvah. And he says back to the Ramah. The Chaim l'chavod Shabbos, also l'chavod Shabbos, we go ahead and we wear klei pishtan linens, okay, umatziyin levanim kemo b'shar shabbosos. We'll go ahead and put on nice white linen cloths and tablecloths and clothes that are freshly laundered, like on other Shabbos, because it's l'shem mitzvah. But the Mishabura lamed beis v'chein l'chavat Shabbos lo shiplei pishtan hamuchubasim that are laundered umashmi masha amar v'chein shegam l'chavat Shabbos mutal l'chabes b'yom hei b'yom vav. You'd even be able for l'chavat Shabbos to go ahead and do what? To go ahead and actually do laundry on Thursday or Friday if you needed it for Shabbos. Obviously, you should try to prepare beforehand. However, Dachei Moshe says it's also to do achenim. However, if, and this seems to be our minhag, if you don't have any clothes for Shabbos and you need to get clean clothes for Shabbos, then you would be able to even go ahead and do laundry on Thursday and Friday. By an akum would be pashut to be mutter. And now he comes and he talks about getting a haircut. When it comes to a haircut, there's no heter l'chavat Shabbos. Afil l'chavat Shabbos. He says the heter l'tzarech mitzvah for laundry and things like that might exist for Shabbos, but not a haircut, because not everyone always gets haircuts every Friday. Okay, that's why there are those that seem to have this kula to go ahead and shave. But the truth is, the minhag b'nei yeshivas is even to not go ahead and shave, even though we normally do shave every Friday for sure for Shabbos, those who shave. But the minhag olam seems to be not to go ahead and shave all 3 weeks. We'll talk about that more. Lamed gimel umatziyam levanim ainu al shulchanos mutar la'achlik levanim. You can go ahead and change and put clean white tablecloths. Aval la'achlif sadinim levanim nagu iser. But the minhag is not to go ahead and put on clean sheets and freshly laundered white sheets and things like that on even for Shabbos, but white tablecloths are definitely going to be mutter. Sorry for going a little bit over here. It's Sunday, no one's going to work. We'll take 2 more minutes. V'asali tein kelim l'chayveses akum l'chabes mirosh chodesh ve'elech aval kodem rosh chodesh mutter l'teit afal pi shekoveses acher rosh chodesh. It's also to give even your clothes to a Chinese laundromat, a cleaner's, to go ahead and launder or clean the clothes from Rosh Chodesh and on. You can't bring yourself to the cleaners. Aval kodem Rosh Chodesh mutter, but before Rosh Chodesh, before the 9 days, it's permitted to give it, even though the non-Jewish cleaners, let's say the Chinese laundromat, will go ahead and actually do the cleaning after Rosh Chodesh. It's okay as long as you bring it before. Lamed dalet l'chaves Rosh Chodesh ve'elech. You can't go ahead and bring it to a non-Jewish cleaners from 9 days. Even if you tell, let's say, talking here about a woman laundromat, even if you tell her not to do it till after Tisha B'Av, it's usher, gamkein usher mitam minaga, just to bring it to the non-Jewish laundromat. Even if you tell her to hold it till after Tisha B'Av. Uvesefel yarabban tzidin lahakya litein la merosh chodesh ve'elech l'chabes achar Tisha B'Av. Others say it's mutter to give it to the laundromat or the non-Jewish cleaners as long as you tell them to hold it till after Tisha B'Av. When it comes to clay pishtan, linen and things like that, you can be soimech to give it to the laundromat, provided they keep it till after Tisha B'Av. So we see here a machlokes, whether you could bring it to a non-Jewish laundromat or cleaners, provided you tell them that they should not go ahead and clean it till after Tisha B'Av. Sivkat lamed hey achar rosh chodesh vuadin afilu im tichabes b'shvuah shachal Tisha B'Av. He's saying if you give it to them before the 9 days, then even if you know that they're going to go ahead and clean it during Shavua Shechalbo, that's okay as long as you give it to them before the 9 days. Ad kan velo yoiser.